Terrorists have way too much to work with. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. This week, once again, we are in the process of having the hell scared out of us. The scenes are being repeated hour after hour, the airport departure hall, the subway car, places where we can all easily imagine ourselves. And it makes us very receptive to any leader who promises to kill the b****s who did it. A few more of these attacks, I'm pretty sure who the next president's going to be. Because people understandably want revenge, even though there is no revenge against killers who've already killed themselves. But we shouldn't be surprised by any of this because it turns out we're all living in a bomb factory. Did you hear about the 33 pounds of that explosive white powder called TATP that was found in the bomber's apartment? You know how you get TATP?
TATP is made with hydrogen peroxide and acetone, items easily purchased at a drugstore.
Yeah, at a drugstore. We live in a world where you can mix drugstore cosmetics and blow up a subway car or an airport. Fortunately, we're not completely helpless.
Professor Otto Gregory designed the sensor that detects TATP.
It's an electronic trace detection system that can compete with a dog, but it doesn't need a break.
In closed spaces like airports, the sensor can detect amounts as small as one part per billion.
So at least that's some good news. But since we're not about to ban drugstore cosmetics or cell phones or the internet or anything else terrorists misuse, we will continue to have outrages like this. The world has always had angry, suicidal young men. But all our technology is giving them way too much to work with. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.